Hey there, and welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into How to Be a Great Boss by Gino Wickman and Renee Bohr. Sophie, I have to ask, did this book make you rethink what it means to be a good leader, or was it more like a confirmation of what you already suspected?
Oh, it was definitely a rethink for me. I mean, I've read a lot of leadership books, but this one's different. It's not about being the smartest person in the room or having this magnetic personality. It's about building a system. And I think that's actually really freeing.
Yeah, freeing is a good word. Because the dream they paint at the start is exactly what every boss wants, a team that runs like a well-oiled machine. But the reality for most of us is just chaos. Fires everywhere. And they say the problem isn't the people, it's the system.
Right.
And they're pretty brutal about one thing early on. Employees don't quit companies, they quit bosses. So the boss's primary job isn't to do the work, it's to manage the energy and focus of the team. That means getting out of the super-doer mindset.
Oh, that super-doer thing hit close to home. I think a lot of managers get promoted because they were great at the actual work, and then they just keep doing it. But that creates a bottleneck. You're not leading, you're just working.
Exactly. And the first step to breaking out of that is getting the right people in the right seats. They have this tool called the People Analyzer. It's a simple grid. Does the person get it? Do they want it? And do they have the capacity to do it?
So it's like a three-part test. And if someone doesn't pass, you have to move them. They're really unflinching about that. Keeping a toxic or mismatched person out of loyalty hurts the whole team.
Yeah, and that's hard because you want to be nice. But they argue that a great boss isn't a friend first. They're a leader who serves the team by making sure the team is made of the best possible players.
Okay, so once you got the right people, then what? Because that's where I usually get stuck. I have good people, but they still seem confused about what they're supposed to be doing.
That's the clarity piece. They say most workplace dysfunction comes from ambiguity. So they introduce this one-page document called the V/2 Vision/Traction Organizer. It forces you to get crystal clear on your core focus, your long-term goals, and the 3 to 5 most important priorities for the next 90 days.
And then you cascade that down so every single person can answer 3 questions. What's the most important thing we need to get done this quarter? What's my specific role? And how will I be measured?
Exactly. When you provide that level of clarity, you remove the anxiety and confusion that kills productivity. You become a source of direction, not a source of drama.
I love that phrase. But then they get into the mechanics, right? The rhythm. And this is where I think the book really shines. They have this weekly level 10 meeting.
Yes.
And it's not your typical boring status update. It's a highly structured 90-minute meeting with a strict agenda, good news, scorecard review, to-dos, rocks, and then a deep dive into the most critical issues. The goal is to solve problems, not just share information.
And that creates a culture of accountability. Because when people know they'll be asked about their progress every week, they actually do the work. It frees you from having to nag or follow up.
Right.
And they also stress a quarterly and annual rhythm. Quarterly is for celebrating wins and launching the next set of rocks. Annual is for big picture strategy. So you have a steady drumbeat that keeps everyone focused.
One thing I really appreciated was their focus on data. They say a great boss builds a simple scorecard of the 5 to 15 most important metrics. You review it weekly, and when a number turns red, it becomes an issue to solve in the level 10 meeting.
That shifts the conversation from opinion-based arguments to fact-based discussions. Instead of, I think we're doing well, you're saying, our on-time delivery dropped to 85% last week. What happened? You become a scientist, not a firefighter.
And then there's this counterintuitive take on empowerment. They say true empowerment doesn't come from saying you're empowered. It comes from giving people a clear framework with guardrails. When they know their role and the boundaries, they can make decisions confidently.
Exactly. Without that clarity, they're either paralyzed or they make decisions that hurt the company. So a great boss spends their time building systems of clarity, not making every decision themselves.
They also tackle feedback and conflict head-on. They're proponents of radical candor and healthy conflict. A team that avoids conflict isn't performing at its best.
They have this process called IDAR, Identify, Discuss, Agree, and End Resolve. It's the engine of continuous improvement. A great boss doesn't shy away from tough conversations. They embrace them as opportunities to strengthen the team.
And then they talk about the boss's own psychology. They acknowledge it's a lonely job, so they recommend having a leadership team, a small group of peers you can be vulnerable with.
Yes, and they also encourage bosses to work on their own personal issues. Identify the one or two behaviors holding you back. Maybe it's micromanaging or a fear of confrontation. The team will never rise above the leader's limitations.
So the book ends with this vision of a great boss as a chief reminding officer, a chief problem solver, and a chief energy officer. When you master those three roles, you unlock the full potential of your people.
And I think the most liberating takeaway is that you don't have to be born a great boss. You just need to follow the system. It's a learnable science.
For me, the one thing I'm taking away is the level 10 meeting. I think that weekly rhythm of solving problems instead of just sharing updates could transform how my team operates.
And honestly, if you want to dive deeper into this or any other book, the whole library is on the 7-Minute Books app at 7minutebooks.com/app. Over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, starting at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
All right, Sophie, final thought?
Being a great boss isn't about being the hero. It's about building a system that lets everyone else be heroes. We'll see you in the next one.